Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, 614. Somebody cleaned the studio. I'm so excited.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, we try to, you know, back in the old days, you and I would vacuum the Murphy hair up off the couch and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Somebody was in here did some serious cleaning. It smells fresh. I love it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know if it was an accident. Maybe Sammy at night, maybe she got a little goofy last night and put on the rubber gloves. I don't know. I'm on a need-to-know basis.
Maybe she did that to keep herself awake. Sometimes it can be, you know, kind of rough staying up till midnight.
Yeah. You've done that too? Like, I thought only I did that, and I never talked about it because I was like a single guy, and single guys don't do that. But you're sitting in your apartment, you're flopped on the couch, and something boring is on ESPN or whatever, and you start looking around your apartment, and you go, this place is a dump. So you get up and you start cleaning, and then pretty soon it's like 2 a.m, and you're like, right? How come I'm not sleeping? I've done that before. Anyway, but you're saying that you've actually done it? You've looked around your house and not said it was a dump, but said, I'm just going to clean this. And then pretty soon, oh, this too. Oh, look it over there.
Sometimes, though, that can backfire because you look at something and you're like, oh, that needs cleaned.
Okay.
And then you've gone down the cleaning rabbit hole and your entire closet is now like on your bed and you're going through clothing and throw away, donate, keep, and it just becomes an entire thing.
Well, it is secondhand wardrobe day. So yeah, but I mm-hmm. like that. You just called it the cleaning rabbit hole. I think yes. I think we need to do that more often, especially where we work, because today there's germs floating around. We have a COVID scare, you know, clean it up, man. Don't just spray the Lysol and call it a day. You know, don't just run the vacuum. What did they call it? Swish and swipe vacuuming? No.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Do it for real, man. Do it for real. So, yeah, hats off. We have a clean new studio. And we're just like, it's like starting with a clean slate. What did my mama used to say? My mama used to go to like the Five and Dime, if we could call it that. one of those stores. And she used to buy like a little plastic knickknack or like a table centerpiece. And she would come home and put it in the middle of the table and she would just look at it and it would make her so happy. She would clean the entire house around the new centerpiece. So maybe that's what happened. You know, maybe somebody got a new, microphone cover or something and decided to clean mm-hmm. the whole studio around it. I don't know. Whoever did it, thank you. Congratulations. It's fresh and clean.
So fresh. So clean. Good stuff.
Falling in love with the one that could break my heart.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX with late night TV. Kimmel had off, but Spade filled in.
Scientists have found live coronavirus up to 16 feet away from a patient. They say Corona lingers so long, it's still making jokes about Tiger King.
We 94KX with a cute little love story on Kiss and Makeup Day. It's Tom and Laura in the morning. Maybe there's the song that will inspire you today, friends. There you go.
Yeah, Tuesday is too stuck in the middle of the week to hold a grudge.
Okay, I'll buy into that. I think any day is too long to hold a grudge, but yeah, there are those who hold the grudge, and that's why we have those who never kiss and make up. For me, the divorce costs too much money, so why do it? Oh, stop.
Whoa! Ow!
Stop.
Tom, you were married once? I had no idea.
Oh, I never told you that? 3 years of doing a morning show? No, didn't.
Yeah. Wow, who knew? Yeah. And you got a divorce?
Yeah,
wow.
Well, yeah, it happens. Anyway.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. There's a new company in Taiwan that's come up with a robot that will do your COVID swab. Yes or no? I don't know. You know, I went and got one of those at Evan, and the nurse, the nurse Jen was her name. She was adorable. She was friendly. I guess she could see that I was a little bit scared. I got that white jacket syndrome. So she was very kind, even in her big yellow plastic suit with her face shield. And and she swabbed me, and it was most uncomfortable, but I toughed it out. It was okay. But that, I don't know, that human touch, right? It means something. That human.
It does.
Yeah. Even through the face shield and the plastic suit, that there's a real human there, and they're asking you if you're okay, and they're helping you through it. And she was holding a tissue for when my eyes would tear up or whatever. I don't know if I want like a robot that looks like it's going to put together a Toyota.
I don't think so. No, thank you. Because when you're having your brain tickled like that, like that cotton swab has to go up both nostrils and then like be held there.
Yeah.
There's something to say about having that like face-to-face human-to-human interaction like you just described.
Yes, absolutely right. I mean, I'm okay with automation. You know, I'm okay with, you know, maybe, I don't know, maybe a machine making the welds on my brand new car, right down to like a machine pouring the proper amount of iced tea into my cup. But I don't know if I want a machine sticking a cotton swab up anything in my body, let alone my nostrils. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just keep thinking of, and I know you're with me on this one, I keep thinking of that scene in Total Recall.
When you hear the crunch, you see us. Just pull it out. Careful.
Right this way, Mr. Morgan. I can't stop.
I feel you're going to be okay?
I feel much better now.
Good.
Thanks, Doc, or Mr. Robot, whatever your name is. 94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. What did Steve say in the AccuWeather? They don't just say chance for an isolated thundershower. They always say hail and damaging winds. Take it easy, will you?
I mean, there was a chance for it yesterday, and at least in Elysburg, it never happened.
Right, and there's a chance for it almost every day. You know what it's called? Mm-hmm. It's called August, okay?
Yeah, it's the humidity.
Yeah, but I will be honest with you, though. Yesterday, I'm going home for lunch, and I just make it. I'm like just about in the driveway, and those big, heavy drops start falling. And I'm like, I'm like, what the heck? So I look up, and it's a beautiful blue sky, and there's like a black cloud that's just above me. I mean, that's it. And the house. And maybe the driveway. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And it went from like plop, plop, plop to boof for about 2 minutes.
Really?
Barely got the old Jeep into the garage because the top was down. And so I was literally soaking wet in the matter of 30 seconds, and a half an hour later, everything was dry. I was like,
isn't it so funny? Pennsylvania is such a funny, funny little place because there were maybe like 4 drops that fell yesterday, but it never rained over in Elysburg. And Northumberland is approximately 12 miles away as the crow flies. Mm-hmm. And you had a deluge.
It just doesn't make sense. So, but at the same time, we live between beautiful mountain ranges.
We do.
And that's what makes central PA so beautiful. So watch out for that chance, if we can, of a heavy thundershower. Meanwhile, bride and groom were at their wedding in Massachusetts over the weekend, an outdoor wedding. And the groom made a joke about it hasn't been the best year, 2020, during the vows. And no sooner did he say that, and a bolt of lightning came out of nowhere and hit the ground.
What?
I mean, yeah.
I don't know what to make of lightning striking a quarter mile away during our wedding vows. I take it as a good sign that we didn't get electrocuted.
Good?
Let's face it, 2020 has not been the best year.
Mother Nature did not like that.
Wow! I mean, yikes!
Did you hear that crack on the video?
Yeah, he says Mother Nature. I would.
The best year.
Funny! What the?
Wow.
Okay, golf courses are dangerous places to be when a thundershower hits, but they claim that, like me yesterday, driving, it was sunny and beautiful, and there was like one black cloud, and as soon as he made the joke about 2020 basically sucking, Mother Nature just went, you know? Wow.
That's nuts.
But what, like, I don't, you just got married and this happened. I mean, am I down?
I think it's a sign. No, it's a sign.
Okay, so I'm not just down on marriage. Oh, wait, you, like, he just said that's a, how could a bolt of lightning hitting the ground near you right as you make your vows, how could that be a good sign, Laura?
Your relationship, your marriage will forever be electrifying. Be positive. See the positive side.
Okay, then. 94KX. Don't give up yet. Don't give up. Don't give in. Tom and Laura in the morning. It's a brand new day. It's National Banana Split Day.
See, now I wonder if I should switch up Try It Tuesday and see if I have the makings of a banana split here.
I would guess you don't. I would guess you have the banana and the fresh fruit, and that's the end of it.
That's correct.
Maybe.
I don't.
Maybe some whipped cream in your fridge. I don't know why it would be there because it's not you.
I have sugar-free Cool Whip.
Okay, that'll do. And
I do have maraschino cherries.
Four or five flavors of ice cream? Probably not.
Mm-mm.
No. And you know, the banana split, I guess, it's a great invention for those of you who love to indulge. But nowadays, we have like our friends at Dairy Queen. Who needs a banana split when you can get one of them blizzards and it's got everything in it? You just build your own.
Yeah. And then they do the cool trick where they hold it upside down and it doesn't fall out of the cup.
Yeah, we know. We know. We've done it. We've done it on the radio. So, I mean, nowadays, you get to build your own. You get to do your own thing. Where's the old-fashioned big boat-shaped dish with the banana split in half? Thus the name, Banana Split. And then all that ice cream. When I was a kid, out near Harvey's Lake, there was a place, I don't even remember the name of the place, but they did a thing called the Pig's Dinner.
What's that?
It was served in a wooden trough.
And
it must have had 15 scoops of ice cream. Now, my mama used to win ice cream eating contests.
Really?
Now, according to my dad, back when they were in high school, she was skinny like a beanpole. And she'd be like, yeah, I could eat a pig's dinner. And everybody'd be like, $5 says you can't. $5 being a lot of money back in the 50s. So my mom would sit there and devour the entire thing.
No way.
Now, years later, she's married to Pop. They got a bunch of little more gonzo kids. We go out to this same ice cream place out near Harvey's Lake, and my mom orders up a pig's dinner. And she looks at me. I'm about maybe 12, 13 years old. Bet you can't do this. And I was like, I'll bet you I can. Well,
and?
I couldn't. I couldn't finish it.
Oh, my gosh.
And not only did she eat it, but she ate the rest of mine. I was like, I wonder, you know, that's going to make me call my mama today. God bless her. She's 83. I don't think she eats that much ice cream anymore. She has aged quite a bit. She looks like she could eat that much ice cream now. She's not the beanpole she used to be. She's just a big coal region mama. But I don't think, I'm just going to say, hey, Ma. Pig's dinner. What you got?
Oh, she'll probably start laughing. She'll love that.
Yep, and I'll bet you she says, I could still do that. Happy National Banana Split Day. Remember
National
the banana,
banana Split Day.
Oh, yeah.
Hashtag yummy.
One banana, two banana, three banana, four. Coming up to bring you the banana split show.
The Saturday morning show
is ice cream.
Yum, yum, yum.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
That music there from the Banana Split Show.
La la la
la la la la. La. Did you know that if you grew up with that show, the live action segments were directed by Richard Donner? Well, who the heck was he back in the Banana Split days?
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody. But nowadays, he directed movies like Superman, The Goonies, and Lethal Weapon.
Like a bird in the sky, up so high.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, flying into a Tuesday morning this quick. Boy, time is just flying. I read an article yesterday that kind of disturbed me about animals getting COVID, right? Because we don't think of them, right? We don't think of it. And before I scare all you dog lovers and cat lovers, don't worry. But I did think of the deer because this morning when I drove in, there were four beautiful deer standing in the side lot here where we park for the morning show. And they've gotten used to us. You remember this, Laura. I mean, they just look at us hello. You know, like, they don't run. They don't charge. They don't do anything nasty. They just, like, keep looking at us. So I said, morning. Slam the door on the Jeep. They kind of get startled, but they don't run. They just follow me all the way to the door, you know, put the key in, come into the building. And they're great. But I was reading a study yesterday that says that deer are at a high risk for getting COVID.
Really?
And also, you wouldn't believe this, but dolphins. Oh, stop
what?
With the flipper. Dolphins are at a high risk.
I don't want Flipper to get COVID.
Flipper. And here's the one that bothers me the most, chimpanzees. There's something I love about chimpanzees. I want a chimpanzee. I know I'm never going to get one, but...
No, you're not allowed. We've already had this discussion several times on the morning show.
We have, because we have Murphy the morning show dog, but Laura's not with us here. We're from two different locations, so I never get to see the Murph. That's not fair. And
we can FaceTime after this moment if you would like to.
That would be nice, please. Yes, thank
okay.
you.
Sure.
And then Lynn Hall, who works here, actually like petitioned upper management to get a therapy cat for the building. So now we have a cat.
So copycat.
Yeah, copycat. What a great name. Because she writes copy on the side. And I said I was going to do it, so I petitioned ownership and upper management for a chimpanzee. I didn't get an answer. So now I see the study that chimps... I feel bad, though. Chimps. I think... Okay, you know how I love chimps.
You do. We need to just stop trying to keep exotic primates as pets. They're not pets.
Point well taken. And it is a rare opportunity for me to cue the Charlton Heston.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
I just love that. I bet you he's at the Republican convention somewhere.
Take your stinking paws off me, you damn dirty ape.
Just remember, apes are very different than chimpanzees, which are different than orangutans, which, you know, they're all very separate categories.
Oh, I don't want a gorilla. I don't want a gorilla in the mist. I want a chimp.
Okay.
The morning.
That's still a no.
The morning.
It's still a no.
Fine.
Nope.
Hi.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Try a Tuesday is coming up. Any hint before we talk about it next hour?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday.
Okay, but maybe people did not hear.
Oh, fair enough. Okay, sorry. My bad, Tom.
That's
my
all right.
bad.
That's all right.
It's back to school time, so we're making a snack.
Oh, back to school snacks.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that was Facebook messaged to me, and I had posted something in one of my either Facegram or Instagram stories.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, that popcorn looks perfect. And I was like, thanks. I make it in either a dish or a paper bag in my microwave. And this person was like, what? And MacGyver wants the popcorn too. So anyway, the method that I use requires zero chemicals, zero time, zero effort, and you don't have to buy those chemical full bags of popcorn that come in the boxes.
That's good. That's really good. Okay.
Because there's some nasty stuff on the inside of the popcorn bag.
I know.
Like horrible chemicals.
It's just another one of those foods we eat because it tastes good. We don't even know what's in it. So don't.
Of course I zhuzh, Tom.
Oh,
right?
You're going to zhuzh your snack.
Yes, so you can make it sweet, you can make it savory, dare I say it, you can make it fancy.
Okay. All right.
And then portion it on out.
Well, moms, dads, caregivers, whatever, and listening up, you want a good snack idea for after school? We've got it coming up for you. I can hear MacGyver panting. Anyway,
it's true. He's right here. He's breathing very heavily.
Does he understand the words popcorn?
He does. Or it's actually these dogs. It's immediate drool city.
That is funny.
I love popcorn.
I didn't know if it was popcorn or just the words try it Tuesday gets them
it's
hungry.
Both. Right? It's both.
Anyway, Try It Tuesday happens every Tuesday at 8:15, and it's Facebook Live with Tom and Laura in the morning and MacGyver.
On 94KX.
94KX. On a Try It Tuesday, it's Tom and Laura in the morning, and sure, anybody can make popcorn. What's the big deal? Well, is it real popcorn? popcorn? Or is it that mystery bag you put in the microwave and it smells and tastes so good, but then you have that goo in the inside of the bag and you're not sure what it is? Ugh.
Now, this is not a knock at, let's say, Orville Redenbacher's or Jiffy Pop, for example, right?
Well, no, but when you translate your food into a microwavable goo, you should look at ingredients now. You should look at ingredients.
Yes. And apparently, in order to keep the popcorn from sticking to the inside of the bag, it's coated with a chemical that I can't even pronounce.
So there it is. So Laura has come up with a great snack for after school or whenever, and it's popcorn. But it's real popcorn.
It is. And actually, the popcorn that I have today, I got up at a local farm right here in Elysburg.
Oh, wow. So explain it, because guys like me are like, what? You mean popcorn grows on a farm?
It does, on a cob. And then you can either pop it right on the cob, or you can strip it off and keep it in a jar like I do.
Wow. Okay, so you stripped it off the cob.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and tell me, is it like harder? Or is it soft? Like, well, it's got to be a little...
You have to let it dry out so that it'll pop.
Okay.
So this popcorn actually is... from last season, but this season I know the Hoaglands do have popcorn in, and I got some the other week, but I popped it on the cob for my nephews, and there will be more soon, basically.
Okay, so how do you do this now? You're saying, you know, because you buy it, it's real corn, you don't have the bag, you don't have all those scary chemicals, so how do you pop it?
You can do it one of two ways, a bowl and a dinner plate, or the way I do it, a paper lunch bag.
Okay, the bowl and the dinner plate. Let me guess. You put the corn in the bowl and you put the plate across the top?
Yep, and the easiest way to get your seasonings and flavorings on is to use the bowl and the dinner plate. But you have to take that dinner plate off right away. Otherwise, the popcorn can get soggy from the steam.
Ah, good point. Okay,
glass,
coach.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Also, oven mitts.
No, yes.
Wear oven mitts.
Yeah, those plates and bowls are going to get hot. Now,
yes.
And how many of us have just done microwave popcorn where you take the bag out with your bare hands and you tear it open and you're like, ah!
And the steam comes out and you're like, oh my gosh.
Okay, so yes, oven mitts are a good idea. Now, you are going to make it in a brown paper bag?
It's the method I prefer. You kind of have to stand there and watch it, but literally in 2 minutes, you have perfectly air-popped popcorn that then you can flavor any way you want.
Okay, let's talk flavors. What are you going to do?
Okay, so today I think I'm choosing for my, because I'm going to take this as a snack this afternoon.
Okay.
Olive oil, sea salt, a tiny bit of black pepper.
Okay.
But I have sesame oil and white miso paste. I have ghee along with cinnamon and sugar. I have everything but the bagel seasoning, a mesquite barbecue. The list goes on. Any spice you have in your cabinet, you can then put on your popcorn. Add a little butter or a little oil, vegetable oil, coconut oil.
Wow.
Whatever you want.
Yeah. Okay. So if you're interested, I know I am. So, but I mean, you're driving to work or whatever. You can watch the video later. But if you have the time right now, Laura is going FaceTime live, as she always does, with Try It Tuesday from the kitchen, right?
That is right. And it's the perfect after school or during school snack. The paper bag becomes the vehicle with which you transport it.
Mm.
Done and done.
Pop the popcorn, Try It Tuesday with Tom and Laura, 94KX. 94KX. Lenny Kravitz. Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next with a check on sports and AccuWeather. Yahoo did a survey of 2,000 people. Laura, do opposites actually attract?
Sometimes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes complete opposites may not last for long because there are certain common denominators that do attract as well. Let's take a look at that top 10 to 1 while Laura finishes her popcorn.
Oh, sorry. Was I crunching too loudly?
No, I just guessed. I assumed because you did the Try It Tuesday. How'd it go? Okay.
It went very, very well. The pups even had some. I'm going to save the rest, though, for an afternoon snack later.
All right. Try It Tuesday. Check out the video. If you didn't see it, Facebook Live, it'll be on our Facebook. All right. The 10 things that attract someone to another. Number 10, political actions. Who you vote for. Stuff like that. It's at number 10. Ooh.
Wow.
Now, higher than that, number nine, political opinions. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there are haters. Number eight, hobbies and interests.
That's important.
I could see that. You know, like what if you said, hey, hubby Keith, I'm going to buy a kayak. And he was like, not into it. It's kind of like sad. So, yeah, you got to have that hobby and interest thing. Number seven, work ethic. Totally agree.
1,000%.
You gotta agree on that. If one person gets the job done and the other person is kind of, yeah, it's not going to work. Number six, personality traits. Okay, maybe. I don't know. Like
probably. Yeah, that makes sense.
Number five, lifestyle.
Yes.
Number four, sex drive and your overall attitude about sex.
Yes.
That should be discussed. Number three, sense of humor.
Yes.
Yeah. If I could count the times that I was told, do you think that's funny? Then I said, yeah. All right. Number two, shared values.
Yes, 1,000%.
Yeah. I was surprised that wasn't number one. But at number one is future plans and long-term goals.
That's the important stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kids. Money, you need that. Yeah. All that to line up along with the rest.
Yeah. So there you have it. If you're looking for a new significant other on National Kiss and Makeup Day, you might want to stick with the same person, a little kiss and makeup, or you might want to look for a new love, baby, a new love. It's a Flashback Friday joke there.
I'm gonna soak up the sun.
Tom and Laura in the morning wrapping up. Soak up that sun if you get the chance today. Now the sun's back out. I mean, it's a crazy day. It is.
Same.
Yeah, so try to enjoy it if you have it. If your kids are at school, hopefully they're learning something. Hopefully Zoom won't crash like it did twice yesterday.
I know, too funny.
Did anybody ever, like, when this whole Zoom fad started, did anybody ever think to themselves, what's their IT department like? I mean, are they good? I mean, are they solid?
I would hope so, being a tech company providing a service like that. But, then, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So sorry about that. Schools were affected nationwide. It said here the biggest confusion happened first day of school at Temple University in Philly. Whoopsie.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yesterday's, last night's Sunbury City Council meeting had to be canceled because Zoom was down. It's like an old cliche. It's like an old cliche, isn't it? Like, if a Zoom meeting happens, but it doesn't make a sound, does anybody watch? No, that wouldn't be it. If a Zoom meeting is happening, but nobody could watch, does it make a sound? I don't know.
Ooh, interesting. Interesting.
All I know is my Zoom meeting was not canceled yesterday morning, and I was praying for it. Anyway.
You got it in under the gun before the crash.
Yeah, before the crash, we got ours in. Yeah. All right, that is not the thought for the day. If a Zoom meeting doesn't happen, did it make a sound or whatever? Laura likes to wrap up the show with a thought for the day. What do you got?
I do indeed. It's actually a really simple one today.
Yeah, yesterday was pretty simple too. And sometimes simple to the point matters, you know?
That's exactly what we're going. That's the theme of this week.
Okay.
Simple, straightforward, to the point.
All right. What you got?
Be a nice human.
Wow.
Just be a nice human. Just do that today.
A nice human. Mm-hmm. Four words that could change the world.
Mm-hmm.
Be a nice human. Wow.
Good stuff.
Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.